And now dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, B-D, B as in boy, E-A-T-T-Y, June 27, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A White, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mrs. B.D., chronic kidney disease, underlying smoldering Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia with predominance of IgA monoclonal gammopathy. Last visit in October, follows with Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. He's been complaining of some double vision. He believes his left eye being weak, the right eye being normal. Has seen neurology, Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K. They are doing some physical therapy. They did not do any MRIs or CT scan of the brain. His weight is stable, 175, 177. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, no cloudiness of blood or infection. There is no neuropathy of the lower extremities. There is some numbness on upper extremities, but is positional. When he bends the arms, when he stretches that, goes back to normal. No, nothing to suggest poor circulation upper or lower extremities or discolor of the fingers or toes. No lesions, no ulcers, and no skin thickening. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, pressure medications, calcium, vitamin D, aspirin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure high, but he was anxious, 160 over 94. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3. I do not hear localized valvulitis, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see edema, no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is April, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline for a GFR of 57 in stage 3 with a normal sodium potassium, minor increase of bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus, normal PTH, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 11.8. I don't have any recent immunoglobulin levels or monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, smoldering Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, followed with Dr. Akkad. Next number, prior hypercalcemia associated to parathyroid adenoma, status post surgery, calcium normal. Next number, IgA monoclonal gammopathy associated to Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. Next number, hypertension in the office today is high, takes no blood pressure medications. He's going to recheck it at home before we consider treatment. Next number, the double vision, blur vision, followed by neurology. For completeness, I think thyroid studies, glucose, and lipids needs to be done. Diabetes is a common cause for compromise of cranial nerves 3, 4, or 6, and double vision, usually resolved over time. Of course, needs to follow with Dr. Akkad to make sure that this has no association to the monoclonal protein. All issues discussed with the patient. Come back in 6 months.